This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. We're continuing the Daf HaShavua. We're on Laman Amud Beis. We got to start again from the Mishnah on Laman Amud Aleph. How you doing, Michael? That's brave of you. Yuval Mustaf Lamed. Okay.
So, I'm good, thank God. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Sorry for dropping in the middle. I'll try to catch up.
No, it's good. This is, it's not like...
I've been learning later Prakamos Yavamos.
It's not like Yavamos is hard or anything, don't worry. So.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so we're on, let's start again from the Mishnah on Laman Amud Aleph. Shloisha Achim, you have three brothers, Shnai Mehem Nesun Shteachayas. Two of them are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasoi Nachris. And one of them is married to a regular woman, Shprinsa. Shprinsa is the lucky girl. Gireish Echad Mibal Yachayas Esishtai. Let's call him Shimon. Shimon, Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah, and Shimon divorced his wife, Shimon divorced Leah. Umeis Nasoi Nachris. And now, Shprinsa's husband died. So Shprinsa is falling to Shimon. Vikansa. Hamegarish. And Shimon, who divorced his wife, married her. So again, the first step in the Mishnah was Shimon divorced Leah. Girish echa mi bali achoyes asishtai. Shimon divorces Leah. Umeis nasoi nachris. And then Levi dies. And Shprinsa falls to Shimon. Vikansa Hamegarish. And Shimon Nari marries Shprinsa. And Shprinsa and Leah are never together in the same marriage. Umeis, and now Shimon dies. Zuhi Shamru, about this case they said, Vikulan Shemesu, about all of them that die, Oinizgarshu, or are divorced, Tsaris Sein Mutaris Tsaris Mutter. Namely, in this case, Shimon divorced Leah before he married Shprinsa. So when Shprinsa falls to Shimon, Leah was not Eshes Shimon. Now the truth is that on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, we said the exact opposite. Because Lamed Amud Aleph is saying that the reason why Shprinsa is Mutter to Reuven is because Shprinsa and Leah were never together. However, Beis Amud Beis says a completely different case. That if Levi married Shprinsa, if Shimon married Shprinsa, let's say Levi died, and Shimon married Shprinsa, and then Shimon divorces Leah, and then Shimon dies, that is when Shprinsa is muteres to Reuven. Meaning on Beis Amud Beis, it says that if you divorce the erva before you die, the tzara is mutter. And here it's saying, if you divorce the erva before you marry the tzara is mutter. So that is a question that the Gemara asks on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara gives two answers, Rav Yirmiyah and Rava, which the Gemara here on Laman Amud Beis is going to go through both possibilities. And in a way, it could be very easy. We're going to try our best to keep it that way. And Hashem should help make that possible. Okay, so in other words, this Mishnah, let's try to get that clear. This Mishnah says, you know why Zuhi Sha'amru V'kulon Shemeso in Nizgashat Sarasin Mutaris? Because at the time Shimon married Shprinsa, Shimon was not married to Leah. He had already divorced Leah. Beis Amud Beis says that Shimon divorced Leah before Shimon died. So at the time Shimon died, Shprinsa and Leah were not co-wives. Our Mishnah says they were never co-wives. Beis Amud Beis says they weren't co-wives at the time of death. And basically the two ways of answering the stira is Zu ve'ein sarach loymar zu. Where's Asi? You're here? Yeah. That's your Zu ve'ein sarach loymar zu. That's from Yud Gimel. One way to answer, it's not a stira, but basically our Mishnah is not telling me any chidushim. After you learn Daf Beis Amud Beis, then Lamed's not telling me anything. That's one way to slice it. I think that's how Rava learns it. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah learns Tavra. There are different Tanoim. The Tano of Daf Beis is not the Tano of Daf Lamin, and they argue on each other. So that's the different ways to slice it. You have Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says they were authored by different Tanoim, and you have Rava, Zu ve'ein sarach lemer zu. Okay. So says the Gemara, Taima de Giresh ve'achar kach meis. The reason why the Tzara's mutter is because Shimon divorced Leah, and then Levi died. Avo meis, but if Levi died ve'achar kach Giresh, then Shimon divorced Leah, Asura, then Shprinza is going to be Asur. Why? Why would Shprinza, in other words, the reason is because you divorced her and then Levi died. But if Levi would have died and then you divorced her, meaning if Levi would have died and then you would have divorced Leah, Shimon would have divorced Leah before he did Yibam to Shprinza, then they would be considered tsarais. Aye, but they never crossed paths because Shimon divorced Leah before he married Shprinza. Yeah, but they did cross paths bezika. In other words, since Shprinza was zakuk to Shimon before he divorced Leah, it's a problem. So tsaraya yesh zika even by two brothers. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Zoi soy meres yesh zika afilo betreyachi." This proves that there is zika even by two brothers. Now, this is against Rav Nachman, because if you remember, Rav Nachman was medayik from the Gemara on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. There the case was, three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, one was married to a nachris, and let's say Shimon died, and Levi married Leah, and then Levi died. So the first one goes out because of Achos Isha, meaning the Erva is Achos Isha, and the other one is Tzara. But if you did Maimer to the Achos Isha, then the Nachris Chalas Mosna Bemis. So the Gemara is Madayek, you did Maimer, let's say you didn't do Maimer, then you could do Yibum to the Nachris. Aye, what about Zika? Rav Nachman said, ain't Zika afilu b'chad. Here Rav Ashi is saying on this Mishnah, we're Madayek, yeish Zika. Because the only reason is because Shimon divorced, and then Levi died. But if Levi would have died and then Shimon divorced, it would have been a problem of yeish Zika. Afilu betray. So this Mishnah is mashma yesh zika afilu betray, and the top Mishnah is mashma ein zika afilu bechad. Ularavashi kashad Rav Nach. Rav Ashi, who holds yesh zika afilu betray, you could ask, what's he going to do with Rav Nachman's diak ein zika afilu bechad? The truth is that Tzara, you couldn't do Chalitza too, even if you didn't do Maimer, because of Zika. You do Chalitza, but you couldn't do Yibam. Aye, so why did it have to say you did Maimer? Vaha, Diktani, Maimer, and that which it says Maimer, La'afuke, Beishamai. To exclude the opinion of Beishami, the Amar Maimer, Koina, Kinyan, Gamor, Kamash Malon, Deloik, Beishami. And I know you know this all already, and I'm sorry I'm reviewing yesterday's Gemara, but it's for me because I'm just trying to get it clear because it's one of those Gemaras. Okay, so now is where the new Gemara starts. Ula Rav Nachman, Kasha the Rav Ashi. According to Rav Nachman, that was Medayik from the top Mishnah. Ain Zika, and he didn't buy into how Rav Ashi wanted to say really Yesh Zika, and the only reason it said Maimer Lafuke Rav Ashi, Rav Nachman wants to be Medayik from the first Mishnah, Ain Zika. Then Rabbi say, what will Rav Nachman do with the second Mishnah, which is Mashma Yesh Zika? Because it's only because Shimon divorced his wife and then Levi died. But if Levi would have died and then Shimon divorces his wife, it's mashma that it would be a problem of achos of tsaras achos ishtoi through zika. The raya from the second Mishnah, yesh zika afilu betray. Rav Nachman kashad Rav Ashi. V'chitema. And if you're going to say, Hu adin da afilu meis v'achakach girish tarasa mutaras. Maybe really, the same halacha would apply. Even that the tzara would be mutter, even if Levi would have died, and then Shimon divorced his wife. What is Zuhi Lamuti? Meaning until now, Zuhi Lamute is excluding where first Levi died and then Shimon divorced his wife. But if we're saying really the same din would apply if Levi would have died and then Shimon divorced his wife, she still would have been, it still would have been, the tzara would be mutter because Ein Zika. And what's Zuhi Lamute coming to exclude? Ela Zuhi Lamute, my Lamute, you know what it's excluding? That in the following case, it's a problem. Kanas, if he would have married Shprinza, V'achakach Girish, and then divorced Leah. That case, it comes to exclude. That case would taka be a problem, because there, they were legitimate sarais for a short amount of time. It's true, if Levi would have died first, and then... It's true, if Levi would have died first, and then Shimon would have divorced his wife, they would not be tzarais, because Rav Nachman holds, Ein Zika, what's Zuhi Lemute? In which case would it be a problem? It would be a problem if Hitaka married Shprinza, and then he divorced Leah. Well, says the Gemara, wait a second. That would be a problem. Does everybody agree that's a problem? Because now we have to come, we're going to discuss the stira I mentioned earlier between Daf Beis and Daf Lamed. Daf Beis is mashma, as long as you get rid of the erva before you die, the tzara is mutter. Not like we're saying Zuhi Lemute. In this case, it's a problem. And our Mishnah would be mashma, that if you were married, if the tzara and the erva were your wife at the same time, it is a problem. And in other words, we're saying right now, Zuhi Lamute is coming to exclude that if they were ever co-wives at the same time, even if you divorced before you died, it's going to be a problem. This only works, Isavrla k'Rav Yirmiya. This only works if you hold like Rav Yirmiya. That what does Rav Yirmiya hold? The Amar, Tavra, break the Mishnayos in half. Misha Shanazu, Loi Shanazu. The Tana of the first Mishnah is not the Tana of the second Mishnah. The Tana of the first Mishnah holds that it doesn't matter if an Erva and a co-wife were married to one guy at the same time. As long as you divorce the Erva before you die, they're no longer co-wives. That's one Tana. We'll call that Tana, Tana A. Very original name. And then the Tana of Daf Lamed would hold that if they were married to, if the Erva and the Tzor were married to the same guy at any point of time simultaneously, that would be a problem. So the Zuhi Lemute would come to say it's only because Levi died and then Shimon. In other words, the Mishnah says that he divorced, Shimon divorced his wife, Shimon divorced Leah, and then he married Shprinza. And the truth is, if, in other words, the Mishnah says, Shimon divorced his wife, and then Levi died. But the truth would be, even if Levi died, and then Shimon divorced his wife, it also wouldn't be a problem because of Ein Zika. It's only a problem if he actually married Leah. It's only a problem if he actually married Shprinza while he was married to Leah, and if then he divorced Leah, then that's taka problem. But this only fits according to Rav Yirmiya, who learns there is such a Tana who holds that any time a woman is married to a guy at the same time he's married to an erva of his brother, that is a problem of tzaras erva. And again, what did Rav Yirmiya hold? V'hai tana savra misa mapels. The tana of the first Mishnah holds that misa is what casts a woman to yibum, and as long as you are not married to the erva and the co-wife at the time that you die, the co-wife is not saras erva. That's what the first Tana holds. V'hai Tana savar, but our Tana would hold. Nisuan harishayim ha'pilim. It's the original marriage that begins the yibum process. So if at any point of time you are married to Leah, and then you're married to Shprinsa, even if you subsequently divorced Leah, that is still a problem. So then the zuhi is lamute, where you married Shprinsa, v'achakach girish Leah. So zuhi lamute, kanas, you married Shprinsa, l'vasav girish. Ela is savala kerava. But if Rav Nachman, who holds Ein Zika, is going to hold like Rava, that really everybody holds Misa Mapeles. Everybody holds that the only time Tzaras Erva is going to be Aser is if they were together at the time the Yavam died, but the fact that they were together earlier is not a problem at all, then what's Zuhi Lamute? It's not Lamute Zika because he holds Ein Zika. It's not Lamute Kanas V'Acher Kach Giresh because that's not a problem. And how does Rava learn the two Mishnayos? Wasn't it a stira between Daf Beis and Daf Lamed Amud Beis? Because Daf Beis is Mashna, as long as you get rid of the Erva before you die, it's okay. But Lamed Amud Beis is mashma that, right, this second Mishnah is mashma that you had to divorce your wife, you had to divorce the erva before you married the other woman. Isn't that mashma that if you divorced her afterwards, it's a problem? No! It's not mashma anything. This Mishnah is telling me a nebuchol chiddush after we have the first Mishnah. It's zu, ve'ein sarach loymar zu. This Mishnah is not really telling me anything. The truth is, the same halacha would apply even if you divorced her after you married Eshes Levi. The zu ve'ein sarach loymar zu katani. Zu hilamute mai. So according to Rev Nachman, what is the zuhi coming to exclude? If he holds like Rav Yirmiya, Zuhi is coming to exclude Kanas Ulovasav Girish. But if he holds like Rava, nobody in their right mind would ever say Kanas Ulovasav Girish is a problem. So Zuhi cannot be. Meaning, the Mishnah says this is when, if you get rid of the Erva, the Tzara is Mutter. That's Mashma, there is a case that the Tzara is Aser. Now Rav Nachman holds Ein Zika. So Rav Nachman, Bishlam, according to Rav Ashi, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, it's because you divorced her, and then Levi died. But if Levi would have died, and then you divorced her, she would be Aser because of Yesh Zika. So that's the Zuhi. Zuhi is excluding Mace, the Achakach Giresh. What about Ein Zika? Isn't the first Mishnah Mashna Ein Zika? No, Rav Ashi has a way to answer up the first Mishnah, Lafuki Beishame. But in the world of Rav Nachman, Ein Zika. Our Mishnah's Mashma Yesh Zika? No, Hu Adin, even if Levi died and then you divorced your wife. So what's the Zuhi coming to exclude? If it has to be coming to exclude a case where, meaning we're saying, not according to Rav Nachman, not only in the case of Giresh, where Shimon divorced his wife, and then Levi died, but even if Levi would have died, and then Shimon divorced his wife, it still would not be a problem. So what's Zuhi Lamute? Zuhi is Lamute, where it was Kanas, the Achar Kach Giresh, where Yutaka married her. Now that only makes sense in the world of Rabbi Yirmiya, that Kanas v'acher kach girish is a problem. But in the word of Rava, nobody holds, no one in their right mind holds, Kanas v'acher kach girish is a issue. So, the Gemara answers, Al karchach k'Rav Yirmiya s'rileh. What's the problem? Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiya. That, in fact, Misha shanazu loy shanazu. And there is our Tana holds, Kanas v'acher kach girish is a problem. And the way you read the Mishnah is, three brothers, two were married to two sisters, one was married to a stranger, and Shimon divorced his wife, And the truth is, even if Shimon would have divorced his wife, after Levi died, it still would be okay, provided that he didn't divorce his wife after he married Shprinsa. That is how the great Rav Nachman would read the Mishnah. Now let's go back to Rava. Because we're saying that Rav Nachman has to hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ula Rava. Now, according to Rava, who's Rava? Rava. Rava was a great Amora. And Rava is of the opinion that nobody in their right mind would ever say that just because you're married to an Erva and a woman at the same time, the woman becomes a Tsaras Erva. It's only if you were married to both of these women at the time that you die, then Misa Mapelas. That's when there's something called Tsaras Erva. Rava holds the statement of Beis Amabeis always holds true, that the only way Tsaras Erva would become a problem is if you were married to the Erva at the time of the Nefila. But if you divorced the Erva before you died, even though you were married to the Erva and the Tsar at the same time, it's not a problem. Our Mishnah on Lamed implies that if you're married to an Erva and a Tsar at the same time, any time at all, it's Tsaras Erva. Rav is not sure. Zu ve'en tsarach lo merzu. So now, L'Rava, according to Rava, who says Misa Mapeles, and Kanas v'achar kach Girish is Mutter, Hanicha Yisavala Kravashi. It's all is fine and good. If he holds like Ravashi that Yesh Zika, and you know what Zuhi Lamuti? You read the Mishnah like this. Zuhi Lamute Mace Beloy Giresh. According to Rava, as long as you divorce a woman at any time, the Erva, there's no Tsaras Erva. So you know what Zuhi is Lamute? In this case, she is Mutaras because you divorced her. But what if the following scenario happened? Mace Beloy Giresh. Levi died. And Shimon did not divorce his wife. Look at Rashi. Zuhi Lamute Mace Beloy Giresh. Veloy Dayek Lamas Nisan Kravashi. He's not going to read the Mishnah like Ravashi, who says, Mace, if Levi died, and then you divorced Leah, then Shprinsa would be Aser, because Rava holds Misa Mapelas, and there's no way Rava would ever go with Rav Ashi's Diuk, that if Levi died and then you divorced Leah, that Shprinsa would be Aser, because Rava holds Misa Mapelas. So if you divorced her at any time, even though Levi died first, it's for sure going to be Mutter. So it's not that Rav is going to read the Mishnah like Rav Ashi, but he's going to read it as follows. The reason why the Tzara is Mutter is because he divorced Leah. So that at the time, in other words, at the time that he died, they were not Tzarais. That's when Nachris is Mutaras. Avol meis sheni zeh achar rishayin. Let's say Shimon died after the first guy, and he never divorced his wife, even if he didn't marry the Nachris, she's going to be Aser, because she's Tsaras Achos Isha Bezika. Even B'Shas Misa. Now listen to how the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying a Chiddush Dikah reading in Rava. Rava holds Misa Mapelas, according to everyone. So if Misa Mapelas, what's the Mishnah saying? Oh, in this case, if you divorced your wife, the Tzara is Mutter. As opposed to what? Zuhi Lamute Mace. Let's say Shimon would have died. In other words, Levi died. And then Shimon died. And he never divorced Leah. So Shprinza fell to Shimon. Again, Levi died. And Shprinza fell to Shimon. And Shimon then died. And he didn't have a chance to divorce his wife. When he divorces Leah, that's when Shprinza is mutter. But if Shimon never got a chance to divorce Leah, and Leah fell to him, Bezika, and then Shimon died, then Taka, Shprinza is going to be also to Reuven, because Shprinza was Tsaras Leah Bezika. So then, according to Rava, if he holds like Rav Ashi, who holds Yesh Zika, then the Mishnah is saying, only if you divorce your wife, that's when the Tsara is Mutter. But if you didn't get a chance to divorce your wife, then if you hold Yesh Zika, then it's going to be a problem. So if Rava holds like Rav Ashi, good, but he's Sarah like Rav Nachman, but he holds like Rav Nachman in Zika, then even if he didn't divorce his wife and he died, the tsara is going to be mutter, because there's no such thing as Zika. Then the answer is, Rava has to hold like Rav Ashi Yesh Zika. So I say like this, if you didn't get this last half a amud, it's the hardest gemara in Yevamos. And if you did get it, zu ve'ein tzarach loymar zu. If you got this, then it goes without saying that you'll get everything else. But I'm leaving it at that. I think the last there is a way to read this just clearly and simply, that according to Rava, that misa is mapeles. Then when the Mishnah says zuhi lemute, only in this case is it tzara mutter, as opposed to if Shimon never divorces his wife. Even if Shimon never divorces his wife, then even if Shimon never married Shprinza will become tzaras erva bezika. But if you hold like Rav Nachman, that ain Zika, so then what's it coming to exclude? This would not, if you don't divorce your wife, she still would not become Tsaras Arava, because, and the answer is, Rava has to hold like Ravashi. Okay, Vaiter. Says the Holy Mishnah, V'kulon shahayu behen kedushin agerish mesafik. All of the women, all the 15 Arayas, that were not married to a brother, but bevadai, there was safek kedushin or safek gerushin. So in other words, it was safek if they were married, safek or if they were divorced. Hare elu hatzara is chalza is lo misyamis. Then the tzara, you do chalitz and you wouldn't do yibam. Ketzad, how is that? Safek kedushin. What's the case of safek kedushin? Zark la kedushin. You throw a woman married. Safek karv loik, safek karv la. Half, she's 100 amos away, and you throw it 50 amos exactly, and you don't know, is it closer to you, closer to her? Closer to you, they're not married. Closer to her, they're married. Zeu safek kedushin. So in other words, you married your brother's sister, let's say, you married your brother's mother-in-law, and you also had a different wife. The only thing is, your marriage to the erva was a safek, or let's say you divorced her. What's the case of safek divorce? Safek gerushin, kasav iksav yad ve'en olav edim. Let's say you wrote the get in your handwriting, and we'll see what this means, but we don't have witnesses on it. Yesh olav edim ve'en boizman. You have edim on the get, but there's no date on the get, so that's also safek gittin. Yesh boizman, there's a date, ve'en boyela erachad, and there's only one witness. Zehu safek gerushin. These are all cases of safek gerushin. So if it's either safek kedushin or safek gerushin, then it's a safek. Tzaras erva, you do chalitza and you don't do yibam. Says the Gemara, Pasha Tekasha, when it comes to kedushin, we pick a case of safek karav laik, safek karav la. You throw her kedushin, you don't know if it's closer to him or closer to her. Why don't we say the same thing about Gerishin? You throw her a get, we don't know if it's Safek Karav to him or Karav to her. Vilu beGerishin, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav La, like a Tani. The Mishnah did not say that the case of Gerishin is where you threw it, Safek Karav to him, Safek Karav to her. My time, what's the reason? I'm a rabbah. You know why? Because by Gerishin, this woman was married to you. And before you gave her the get, she was an erva. And she had a co-wife. So since she had a co-wife, the co-wife was Becheskas Mutaras Lashuk, because she was Becheskas Saras Erva. Now you want to uproot the Tzara and remove or extricate her from her status of being a Tzara's Erva. You can't remove her from that status of Mutaras Lashuk, Misafik. Amarabba Ishizu Becheskas Heter Lashuk Arminus. This woman, the Tzara, is in the presumptive status of being Mutar Lashuk. Umisafik Atabaloisa, and you're trying to answer her Misafik. Al Tasra Misafik, don't answer her Misafik. You can't ask her what Misafik. She has a cheskas heter. She has a right. In her back pocket, she carries a ticket. She could marry Lashuk. You want to take away that ticket. Why? Maybe she's a tsaras erva. You were able to divorce the erva. No, you can't remove her from her presumptive status of marrying Lashuk. Amalei Abai said, wait a second. You can't remove a woman from a presumptive status? So by Kedushin also, this woman was in the presumptive status of being mutter to the Yavam. She had a ticket in her back pocket. She could marry the Yavam. She's not a Tsaras Erva. Amalei Abai Yihachi B'Kedushin Nami Neima Isha Zu B'Cheskas Heter Li Yavam Aymedes. This woman is in the presumptive status that she's mutter to the Yavam. Umisafik atabaloisra, and you want to answer her misafik? Atasra and misafik. Don't answer her misafik. So, in other words, Rabba's saying, the woman is Becheskas Heter L'Shuk Oymedes before, if her husband dies, because she's a Tzaras Erva, and you want to say, maybe there was a Gerishin, you can't answer her Misafek. So then, why by Yibum do we say, in other words, why by Kedushin do we say that if it's a Safek Kedushin, she can't do Yibam? Why don't we say, right now, in Kedushin, the woman had a heter to the Yavam, and you want to answer her to the Yavam, don't answer her Misafik. Why do we answer her to the Yavam? Say, this woman had a presumptive status, she was mutter to do Yibam, and you want to answer her Misafik. So says Gemara, Hosam L'chumra. There, we're going L'chumra. L'chumra, we're saying, you're right, she has a status that she should be able to marry the Yavam. However, Misafik, we're going to answer her Midrabanan to the Yavam because maybe she's a Tzaras Erva. Says the Gemara, if you're going to say that it's, if you're going to Imachmer, Hai Chumra Dasu De Kuluhu. If we're going to treat the Kedushin as a Kedushin, the Kedushin that the brother did to the sister, it's a Chumra that comes to a Kula. Because we're going to say, Brother A, the deceased brother, he married, let's say, the sister of the Yavam. And we want to say, Mechumra, L'chumra, the Tzaras Arva is Asar. But if you're going to treat his marriage as a full-fledged marriage, Hazimnan da azal hu mekadosh la'achos. So what if he would have gone and married the woman's sister? Kedushe vade, for sure. Or vinami zimnan da azal achar mekadosh la'adida. Kedushe vade. Or what if somebody would have married that woman? And if you're going to treat the first marriage as a marriage, because you want to be machmer to say that the tzara cannot be nisya bemes, v'kimen da amar la'amar, Litzara. V'kivin da'asar la'amar litzara li'yibum. If you're going to ask her litzara to do yibum, because you're going to say the kedushin of the erva was a good kedushin, amri, they're going to say the kama kedushin. The first one is the marriage, the basalav kedushin. And you're going to be makel that the second kedushin is not a kedushin. So the Gemara ultimately is going to say, well, but you're doing chalitza, so everyone's going to know it's a chumra. Kivin de kamatzachis, chalitza made the yedid the chumra ba'alma. Baruch Hashem, you have a whole Shabbos Chanukah to review this amazing page of Gemara. And Hashem should help us retain it and understand it. Okay. Okay, good night, everyone. Shkayach, thank you so much.
Thank you, have a good night.
Okay, good night, good
night.
Freilichen, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.